From skinny dips to paper lanterns, Aussies are celebrating the winter solstice. June 21st is the shortest day of the year this year in Australia, the moment when Earth's southern hemisphere is the furthest away from the sun. That means less daylight hours, and the further away from the equator you are, the starker the difference will be in comparison to the warmer months. Typically on winter solstice, Hobart only gets about 9 hours of daylight, compared to 15 at the height of summer. But Darwin will get about 11.5 hours on the winter solstice and 12.5 on the summer solstice on the 21st of December. The solstice is always around this time of year, but the exact date varies by a day either side of the 21st, because the Earth's orbit of the Sun is actually slightly longer than our 365-day calendar year. For many in the colder parts of the country, the June solstice is a celebration of winter, but also a hopeful moment looking forward to longer days ahead. Since 2013, Tasmanian arts and culture festival Dark Mofo has run a massive naked swim, with thousands of people taking the plunge into the freezing waters of the River Derwent in Hobart. There's a group nude swim in Canberra's Lake Burley Griffin too, raising money for charity Lifeline. And there are plenty more swims, clothed and otherwise, organised around the country. And even researchers in Antarctica brave an icy dunk for solstice. As for celebrations on land, many communities around the country are holding lantern festivals, harking back to Celtic and pagan solstice traditions from the Northern Hemisphere. It's also a great time of year for stargazing. Not only is it the longest night, but it also typically brings dry, cold winter air, often creating ideal conditions to see constellations.